obviously Scott and I were too lazy to think of a show, so we're we're both doing Family Feud type stuff, and it'll be fun. And Scott was kind enough to leave behind some tickets, so I'm going to be giving out a couple of pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets, one for each of the two segments I do before we do Swap Shop. Now, Swap Shop, we're not going to do the same thing because we've had a little bit of a rise in the number of people that have contacted us about Swap Shop. We have some letters that are coming in and with stuff, you know, events and things like that. And I think last week we had three people tried to get rid of their stuff. And so we're going to do that in period after 12:15. We'll do our Swap Shop, all right? You're listening to Glenn Coble. This is WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. And by the way, you can pick us up anywhere in the entire world. Who knows? Maybe there are aliens listening to us over the air somewhere out in space. But you can pick us up on the web. And Scott's got another way of doing it, and I never quite understand it, but the way I do it is I go to our website, WWGH. I scroll down, and down there there's this box that says Listen Live. You click on that, and you can listen anywhere in the United States and the world. There, who knows? There might be people listening to us in Russia trying to find out secrets. Anyway, today we're going to do Family Feud for the first two periods, and we're going to give away those tickets. And so if you're going to call in, let me tell you the phone number. I'm going to give you a couple seconds here to get your pencils out. And I've got a couple of rules. Rule one is if I'm not talking, I'm probably sipping on my coffee. Rule number two, I don't know the voices as, you know, I recognize people that call in other times, but I don't know their names. So you're going to have to give me your name, even if you call in three or four times, and we will take several calls. You know, if you want to get a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, you're going to have to call probably more than once. Well, who knows? Scott has already given me a number that I have to use the first quarter hour or first three-quarter hour. So I already know which person on the list is going to get a ticket. We do not know. I'm going to have to figure out another number at the break. But we already know the number, but I'm not going to tell you. All right. The first question, and all of the questions that I have are compiled by Parade Magazine, and this particular question, they must have done a Dirty Santa question. Well, not dirty, it's just kind of suggestive, but it tickled me, so that's why I put it on here. All right, there are six answers that we'll accept. Name something a woman with a crush on Santa Claus might leave out for him instead of cookies and milk. And we have six answers, so call 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944 if you've got the answer, all right? And there is a 30-second delay, so, you know, you have to take that into consideration, especially if you're calling close to the end of the hour, all right? All right, you're listening to Glenn Coble here on WWGH-FM, and we're here in Marion, Ohio. Here's our first phone call. Let's get to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. What's your answer? Hello? Did I hit the wrong button? No, I've got, it says I've got somebody here. Let me hit the button again. Hello, you're on the air. All right, call back. I'm sorry, somehow or other I lost you when I hit the button. I'm not as good as this at this as Scott is. Scott's been doing it for years. Okay, here comes the phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a razor?
A razor? Ooh, that's a good question. Or a good answer. One, two, three. Nope, that's not on. Yeah, it's not on there. I'm sorry. You gotta think. You gotta think a little more dirty. All right. It's not really dirty. It's suggestive. Some of the things. Now, one, two. Actually, all of them except for the first one are a little bit on the suggestive side. What a woman with a crush on Santa Claus might leave out for him on Christmas Eve instead of cookies and milk. A razor's a good idea, though, if she likes to see her man cleanly shaven, or if she was thinking kind of suggestive, maybe, you know, shaving her legs a little nicer. I don't know. But if you get the right answer, we'll take your name down, and at the end of the quarter hour or three-quarter hour, we will we'll do a drawing. I already have the number picked, but we will give that person two tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Similar answer, Glenn. How about that beard oil or that stuff that makes your beard look nice?
Ooh,
that's kind of big right now.
A great answer, but it's not on there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a nice trendy answer because there's so much. That's a big item right now.
Is it really? I don't
beard
use that.
To look pretty, and you would think Santa, if he had a nice beard,
oh,
he would
yeah.
certainly be more attractive to the ladies.
Well, usually they have a picture of Santa, and he has a really big, full beard.
I'll give you another answer. I was unavailable a couple minutes, like glasses, you know, maybe a new pair of glasses.
That would be a great idea, but that's not on here either.
Last answer. This isn't on there. Then this poll is crazy. Like pipe tobacco, because he smokes a pipe.
Nope. Not on there. You got to think
well,
a little.
Those are three good answers.
They are good answers. But like I said, these are kind of suggestive answers.
Okay. Well, I tried. Thank you.
Put the thinking cap on, back on. Bye-bye. All right. they were great answers, not good answers. Those were all great answers. And I think he had his thinking cap on, but he wasn't in the right frame of mind. These are things that once we start naming one or two of them, the rest of you will all figure out, oh, that's the way they're going. Name something a woman with a crush on Santa Claus might leave out for him instead of cookies and milk. Now, the key here is she's got a crush on Santa Claus. Okay? I never did have a crush on Santa Claus, but there were a few female elves that I kind of liked. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
An alcoholic drink?
You got it. That's the number six. They call it booze, just plain old booze. But, yeah, what's your name?
Trish.
Oh, yeah, I see that on my phone. All right, Trish, we got you listed. Right now, you got the pair of tickets absolutely by yourself, but I think there'll be other people calling. Thanks a lot. Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Trish just got her name in to win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. The question is, name something a woman with a crush. Now, that's the key word here. With a crush on Santa Claus might leave out for him instead of cookies. All right. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I don't know. How about a pair of pajamas?
You know what? I'm going to give that to you. What they call it on this list is lingerie, but pajamas is a little cleaned up version of lingerie, right?
Well, I thought lingerie was for women.
I guess it was.
Maybe he's taking it back to his wife. I thought maybe he'd take these back.
Or it was suggestive. Maybe that's what it was. Okay, what's your name? I'm going to give it to you.
It's Judy. Judy S.
Judy S. Okay, you were on earlier because you got the S at the end of your name. Very good, Judy. We got you down. I'm going to give it to you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Judy S. She said pajamas. And when I think of lingerie, I think of sleeping wear. So I gave that to her. And I'm the only person in charge of judging. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
This is my best answer yet, Glenn. It's much too cerebral. It's not going to be on there. You're going to love this answer. Again, it's very cerebral.
Okay.
Well, Santa's married to Mrs. Claus, right?
Yes.
Therefore, if I were a girl and I had a crush on Santa, I would want to marry him, so I bring a divorce lawyer.
Oh, that's a great answer.
That's not going to be there because that's much too cerebral, but yeah. That's a good answer.
Yeah, that is a very good answer, but you're right. It's
okay,
not there.
Okay, I'm glad I could at least provide a giggle for you.
All right, you did.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. Yeah, a divorce lawyer, that's absolutely the best answer. If a woman had a crush on Santa, she'd want to get him off the hook with Mrs. Santa, right? And Adam says she needs to leave a divorce lawyer for Santa. Very good. All right, you're listening to WWGH, and we're doing a little bit of Family Feud this morning. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
What about her phone number?
You got it. That's number three, her phone number. Who is this? Is this Sarah? That's what I thought. I do recognize your voice. I don't know why, but I got you.
It's nasally and one of a kind.
What, would you leave your phone number for Santa?
If he was hot, sure, why not?
Well, have you ever seen a hot Santa? I think I have seen a hot
Santa. Santa's come in all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, they do. They do indeed, Sarah.
Well, have a good show.
Okay, do you like his beard the way it is?
Yeah, it's hot.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. You're on the list. Thank you. Goodbye. All right. Sarah gets her name on the list. So we've got three names of people vying for the tickets to Zumbezi Bay, which we will give away at the end of this. I've got all sorts of questions if we get through this in a big hurry. But right now, we've got three people listed. And I've got one, two, three more answers to name something a woman with a crush on Santa Claus might leave out for him instead of cookies and milk. I always encouraged my kids to leave cookies and milk out. You know, that's when I started gaining weight. You're on the air. How can we help you?
How you doing, man?
Hi.
How about jewelry or cologne?
Jewelry or cologne? No, that's not one of the three that's left. But thanks, Bob. Keep trying. All right, bye-bye. All right, not jewelry or cologne, but those are good guesses. We haven't had any bad guesses so far at all. We've all morning they've been good guesses. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, Glenn, the lady said phone number, but in 2021, isn't your Facebook name or your Instagram or your Snapchat, that should be there.
You're right, Adam.
It's important, a phone number in 2021.
Yeah, a place to text you instead of a place to call you.
You know,
yeah.
Does Santa have Snapchat? I mean, that's kind of the in thing right now with dating.
Yeah, I'm gonna
maybe
say you're probably
like
right.
Maybe he's got like a funny official count or something, you know, that he hides from Mrs. Claus.
Yeah. What can you hide? Well, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, Facebook name or Instagram, I mean.
Yeah, it's not on the list, but it's a good idea.
Okay, well,
we'll send that to Santa.
I'm glad you at least got a giggle again.
Thank you. The whole morning's been a giggle. All right, Adam. Yeah, the whole morning's been a giggle. On the way in, I was listening to Scott's all the different things that Scott was asking. And when I got here, I had a list on the back of a piece of paper of all the different answers that I thought he should have. And they were all either dirty or obscene or stupid. But now I don't want you to get the idea that I'm a dirty kind of guy. I am not a dirty kind of a guy. Maybe when I was a youngster I was, but anymore I'm a pretty straight old grandpa type guy. One that you could trust your to babysit your kids, and one that you could trust to take your dog for a walk. He'd have to walk with my dog, though. And my dog doesn't like other dogs, so yet. We'll get there. All right. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Another cerebral answer, Glenn, okay. And this answer is rated PG, but okay. It'll pass the censors.
Okay.
Did anybody say Viagra or Cialis or something like that?
No, but you're
he's elderly. I mean, you yeah. think? I mean, is that okay to say that? It's rated PG, but
I
you
think
know.
So. But he doesn't need it yet. It's not on the list.
Isn't Santa like 1,000 years old? I mean, that's a pretty good answer.
You know, I wonder when Santa was. I'm going to look that up one of these days. Find out when Santa was.
I apologize, you know, but.
Well,
you're kind of hinting around. Some of these answers may not be appropriate for the very young listeners. I don't know. Everything I gave was a good answer.
Yes, it was.
That was pretty good.
Better than good, most of them, yes.
Okay, well, I tried.
Okay.
So I'll keep thinking.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. Good answer. I've never tried any of those medicines, and I am old like Santa is, but I don't know. I doubt that Santa, he's just a jolly old elf. Excuse me, jolly old elf. He probably doesn't need anything like that. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say a pair of handcuffs.
There you go. Hey, I tell you what, this is the best question I've ever asked. I'm getting so...
Well, I don't know what you're meaning, but I think that's toy-like.
You're right in the right direction. So that doesn't happen to be on there, but I think that's probably a better answer than a couple of them that are here. But thanks
okay.
a lot. Keep
okay.
thinking. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. pair of handcuffs. You know, I never understood that. Do you understand why people... I guess there are people who like to be tied up and that sort of crazy stuff. I never, never, ever would like that. I get claustrophobia if the sheets cover my nose. So I'm not good with that sort of thing. Hey, you're listening to WWGH. We're here on the air with Glenn Coble, and it's 10:31. We're at... this has been one of my most pleasant mornings as far as humor goes. And I appreciate all the calls. I do need to take a sip of coffee. Can you hang on just a second? Oh, that was good. Did you get a sip of coffee as well? I hope so. We've got three people on our list, and I've got three answers left to go. So name something a woman with a crush on Santa Claus might leave out for him instead of cookies. And think adult answers. I figured that the kids are in school, and I figured that on the way here, I thought, well, that'll be fine. And then I realized the kids aren't in school, so you might have your kids go to the other room while we're asking. No, none of them get that bad, honest. They're kind of silly, the answers. And the next, I have another question that's coming up if we get these. And we're going to give away two tickets to Zumbezi Bay to the winner. We already have a number picked. So let's try and get back to the phone here. Hi, you're on the air.
Questionable magazine.
You're going getting around the answers pretty good there. No, that's not on here, but I think that's probably better than at least one of. Oh, you know what? I'm going to give that to you because I'll tell you what they have down here. That's yeah, sexy pictures, and that's why you get one of those bad magazines, right? I'm
yeah.
going to give that to you. Is it Trish?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you down again.
Embarrassingly so.
Everybody now knows Trish has a dirty mind.
Oh, no.
No, we don't know that. But I'm giving that to you because I think sexy pictures is exactly what that means, is
okay.
Dirty magazine. But you know what's surprising? The number one answer, it has not been called, and... It's not...
I probably have that, too, but I just don't want to say it.
Oh, no, this one is not dirty at all. I'm surprised they even put it on this list.
Okay.
Okay, well, keep thinking, and maybe we'll get you on there again. Thanks a lot for calling in. Bye-bye. Yeah, Trish is on there twice now. Let's get some more people on here. I have two answers left. One of them is pretty standard, pretty great. I mean, it's something I'd leave Santa. And the other one, a little bit on the shady side, but not so shady that you couldn't say it on the radio. All right. You're listening to WWGH 740-383-9944. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I've got warm clothes.
A warm what?
Clothes, warm clothes.
Oh, he needs those. I hope he already has them. I hope he already has warm clothes. That's not on the list, but he definitely needs warm clothes up there in the North Pole.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye. All right. Warm clothes is a great answer. You know, there hasn't been an answer yet that wasn't a great answer. We're going to go back to the phone and see what this person says. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, if you want another PG answer, that's a little provocative. I can give it to you. I was thinking of it earlier, but I didn't think it would be there.
Go ahead.
Let's say prophylactics. Let's use the light term.
That was one of the things that I told Scott was the answer to one of his questions.
Yeah, let me use a polite term, but you know what I mean. Right?
It is definitely not on there. This.
Okay, well, I tried.
You did it,
answer,
made.
You know, for the older listeners.
Okay. We know what those are. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Yes, that is not on the answers. That was one of the first things that I thought of when I saw the question, but it was not on there. And I don't know why it would be. Well, I'm not going to think anymore, okay? I'm just going to wait for another phone call so that we can get another person on our list we will draw at the end of the first 45 minutes. We've had several calls. Many of them were close, but not good enough. A couple of them were close, but I gave the nod to these people because, you know, the dirty books, dirty magazines, that's sexy pictures. I think that covered. And I still think lingerie is what you sleep in, but my wife, and when I get home, my wife's going to tell me, Glenn, you're a fool. That's not what you sleep in. That's just for fun. Okay. All right. You're listening to WWGH. The number is 740-383-9944. If you know the answer, there are only two left. And one of them, the number one answer, has nothing to do with questions. You know, it's not an adult answer. It's a good, solid answer. So that's the number one answer. And the other question is, the other answer is, I guess it's a little bit on the suggestive side, but not terribly. The lady has a crush on Santa, so definitely she's going to leave this for Santa. All right. 740-383-9944. Scott went on. He had all sorts of people calling him with all sorts of answers. When I was listening, I thought, how in the world can that not be on the list? And there were a lot of them that weren't on the list. We've had a lot of good answers that weren't on the list as well. But now remember, Parade Magazine does this. And that might influence the people that and their responses. Parade Magazine did it, I think, 2 years ago. So, all right, let's go over to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
A letter.
Oh, that's a good one. No, it's not on there, but that is a good one. And thanks for calling. Keep thinking. Bye-bye. All right, a letter, you know, that's kind of something that everybody... I know my kids left letters. I must admit that I didn't read the letters, but my wife did, and then she told me what was in them. I guess, is that spying? Is that bad? I didn't read them because quite frankly, I didn't want to know what my kids were asking for because I knew I couldn't afford anything that they wanted, right? Even back in my day, and my son, my eldest is 47, even back 40 years ago, I couldn't afford a lot of the stuff that the kids wanted back then. I'm trying to think of, you know, they were all going in, I think the Nintendo games were starting to come out, and they all wanted those, and but not, I was not making that type of money. Even as assistant athletic director at a major college, I wasn't the guy making any money. It was the coach that was making the money, but not the assistant athletic director. Okay, the number here, if you have an answer to name something a woman with a crush on Santa Claus might leave out for him instead of cookies and milk. If you have an answer, we have a couple answers left. And one of them is pretty, as a matter of fact, the number one answer, I would say, would be on the number one answer or be the top answer on any question similar to this, even the ones that aren't adult rated. And then the only other is, if you have a crush on somebody, I think you'd naturally want to leave this behind. All right. And then we're going to go. I've got another question group coming up. Here we have a phone call. There it is. Now it's ringing. Hi, you're on the air.
I'll say a watch.
A watch. I don't know why a watch would not be on there, but it's not. Well, you know, have you ever tried to figure out how in the world he gets around the whole world in one day? A watch would be helpful, I would think.
Oh, I know something she could, well.
I like that laugh.
I just thought of something, but okay. That doesn't sound weird.
Okay, well, go ahead.
How about a battery?
A battery.
For his sled, yeah. The deer gets tired.
They did a whole movie about that. It was called Elf.
Oh.
Yeah, did you see Elf? The engine fell off.
No.
Okay. Well, that's not on here, but it's a good answer. We're going to give you an atta girl.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good answer. Very both. I liked her laugh. I think she was thinking something bad when she gave that laugh. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Did I not hit something? Let me try again. Hi, you're on the air. No, I must have messed up. I messed up. Call back in. I'm sorry. I sometimes hit the wrong button. There we go. Now you're calling back in. Very good. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a photo?
A what?
A photo, a picture.
Nope, that's not on the list. I'm sorry. Good answer, though.
Yep.
Keep trying. Bye-bye. No, that wasn't on the list. We're down to two answers out of six. The number one answer and the number four answer. And the number four answer is a little vague. But you might be able to get it. If you're a girl that's enamored with Santa Claus, what would you leave Santa Claus? What would be the best thing to fulfill your crush on Santa Claus, right? Okay, that's that one. And the other one, Santa probably doesn't need, but it would be a great thing to give him, all right? We're going back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about her phone number?
Unfortunately, we already got that one a while back.
Oh,
great answer.
I just started listening to it.
Okay. Yeah, we got that. That was one of the first ones we got.
Well, name them all that you've gotten.
Okay, the ones that we already have are lingerie, her phone number, sexy pictures, and booze. And we have two left. Okay?
Okay.
So put your thinking cap back on.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, we got some good answers. I thought the booze would be right at the top, but it was not. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
How about some type of exercise equipment?
Ooh, he could use that, right?
I know. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Some little thing to exercise.
But he doesn't want to mess up his image and get thin again.
But that time he could get heavy again.
Yeah. Well, it would be something that a girl would like to give somebody that they like. I bet my wife would give me exercise equipment.
Well, he eats all those cookies, so he needs to, when he goes back, exercise.
You're absolutely right, but that's not on my list. I'm sorry.
Okay, is the other one a piece of clothing, or is it something really unusual?
One of them is something he already has plenty of and probably shouldn't have. And the number four answer is something that, you know, if you have a crush on somebody, you'd like to leave this with them. They had it with them at all times. All right? That's as close as I can give you.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye. Yeah, I'm trying not to exactly say what they are, but give you a close enough hint, okay? I'm going to take a break here and get a sip of coffee. Hang on. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
A love note?
Ooh, we already had a letter, but but
no.
That's a good idea. A love note, yes.
Cookie?
Cookie? You're getting real close to the number one answer, but that's not
hot
quite.
Hot chocolate.
Huh?
Hot chocolate or candy.
I'm not a big fan of hot chocolate, but I bet he is. You're so close, I'd like to give it to you, but it really is a different thing, so I'm gonna make other people think, okay? You keep thinking and call me back.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. You're very close. Very close. Everybody gives cookies, right? But this is something even more caloric. There you go. I've almost given you the answer here. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say a picture of yourself.
Well, now we did have that.
Did you?
Well, sort of. We had sexy pictures, but that isn't one of the two. I think that's a good idea, and it's really close to the number four answer. Think more flesh. Well, not dirty like that, but.
Okay.
All right. Keep thinking. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
I'm giving his close a hint as I dare give without giving the answer. If you have an answer, 740-383-9944. We're playing Family Feud here on the air. We've been playing it all morning. Scott was playing it as well. And it just gets the gray matter in your head moving around a little bit, right? And, you know, we understand that a lot of people are out there thinking about this, but will never call in. So it even helps the people that are just out there playing along in their heads, right? All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Candy, chocolate candy.
Candy, that's number one.
Right.
Absolutely. And this is?
Janet.
Janet. All right, Janet, you're on our list.
Thank you.
And keep tuned because in about 15 minutes we'll see who won.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. Candy, number one on the list. I was surprised that somebody didn't say that quickly. Now, that's not a adult-rated answer. That's just a straightforward, good answer, right? Okay, we still have one more thing, though. So let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Oh, the 30-second delay must have caught us there. The person must have heard the answer that they were going to say that being candy was the correct answer. So I'm down to one last thing. If you were a girl and you were in love with anyone, let alone Santa Claus, what would you like that person to have? That really is as close as I can get. 740-383-9944. I'm trying to think if I can get an even closer hint here. It's something that you would give to Santa if you were really selfish. All right. Anyway, you're listening to WWGH, and we have an incoming phone call. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
About nude pictures of herself.
Well, we already did sexy pictures. And you know what? That's really close to the answer here, but you need to think more personal.
I don't want to think any more than that.
All right. Well, all right, Glenn. Keep thinking.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I think we bent his brain. nude pictures of herself. Dirty pictures of herself. Well, that was kind of the sexy picture thing. That's a very close answer to the one that Parade magazine says. But it's not exactly right. Okay? keep thinking. All right, we got another phone call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
About a pair of her panties.
Whoa, that is really adult rated. And you're still close, but not correct. Think a little warmer. Okay. Talk to you later, I'm sure. Yeah. Now, if you're an old white guy like me, that was a big thing back in the day at college campuses were panty raids. Did you ever go to one? I went to one. I was so embarrassed I left. It really was that bad. I was so embarrassed at how gross the guys were and some of the girls that I just left because I didn't want to watch. And I was a minister's kid, but I wasn't one of those that was hyper-religious. You know, as you know, I'm not hyper-religious anymore at all, but I was not one of those that would have embarrassed. I just was, people act stupid when sex comes into view, right? I don't know why we do that. Okay, we have one last answer. At about 10:58, I will give that answer, and then we'll draw. We've got enough people that we can draw and get a winner for two tickets to Zambezi Bay. I have not been to Zambezi Bay. I have been to the zoo, but I've never made it to Zambezi Bay. I would like to go do that sometime. Right now, though, we're trying to figure out what to do with Buddy, my new puppy dog, my new executive director of my shows. We don't want to leave him alone. And so we're trying to think maybe Crate or, leave him with my sister-in-law who lives down the block from us. We're not quite sure what we're going to do. We're going to take him to almost everything that we go to, but we were trying to figure out if some of these places like Zambezi Bay or the zoo or the wilds have kennels where you can leave your puppy dog when you get there, but haven't found that out. But anyway, one last answer. You got to get this one. I'll give it to you in about 6 minutes if you don't get it before then. Name something a woman with a crush on Santa might leave out for him instead of cookies and milk. Now, this is a very personal thing. I'm almost saying it for you. Come on. I'm having a good time, though. I hope you are, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I know we're still a ways away from it, but for me, Friday is the weekend. My shows are Wednesday and Thursday, and I'm retired, so Friday is my weekend. I'm going to try to convince my bride to go up to Lake Erie and just sit on the, there is no beach up there. Well, there is if you go on the Toledo side, but where we usually go is up there by Sandusky, and I guess there are beaches certain places. We just don't know where to go. We sit on the rocks and look at the wind blowing the waves and stuff like that. Okay, we've got a caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Is it an undergarment?
No, it is not an undergarment. But we've had kind of people guessing around that all morning. It is not an undergarment. It is not a garment of any sort.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but thanks for your try.
You're welcome.
Keep thinking. No, it's not any sort of undergarment or any sort of garment, period. It's nothing that you eat. It's nothing that you drink. It's more personal. And I don't mean personal in a dirty way. Okay? All right. You're listening to WWGH, and we're having some fun doing a family feud. We've got people already lined up. I will be giving away two tickets to Zumbezi Bay here in about 4 minutes, and I will I'll give you the answer if nobody gets it before 10:58. All right, and I've got the electronic or atomic clock staring at me, so I know when 10:58 is. I might give it till 10:58 and a half, just to make you wait a little bit longer. But we'll give the answer if nobody else calls it in, and then we have a completely brand new question for the next 45 minutes after we do our 15-minute break. And I hope you'll join us back then. You get your name back on the list, and maybe you'll win, or maybe you'll win on the first list. I have a number that was given to me by Scott. I'm going to have to count down the people that have, and then I'll know who won. Okay, hang on. We're going back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say, is it some kind of protection?
No, ma'am, it is not. And Adam called in earlier and kind of hinted around that. Well, he didn't hint. He came right out and said prophylactic. So, no.
It's not food or clothing or jewelry.
It's not food, clothing, or jewelry. It's much more personal.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. that was good. It's not food, clothing, or jewelry. And it's not a giant. I thought when I first looked at this, how about if she bought him a house? And then I thought, well, he's got a house in North Pole, right? Surely there's a house there. He lives with Mrs. Claus, and he has all those elves. Surely they have a nice house. I don't know if anybody's seen it on, you know, satellite video or anything like that, but surely it's a nice house. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Herself? Is she just going to be sitting there waiting?
I'm giving it to you. You got it. Herself. That's exactly who it is.
Put Bob in.
I'm going to put Bob in. All right. I got Bob. Hey, Bob, you got somebody that likes you. Thanks a lot.
You're
that
welcome.
Was perfect. All right. Then now we can go to the next. Thanks a lot for calling. Now we can go to the next question in the next 45 minutes. I've got all six answers. Name something a woman with a crush on Santa Claus might leave out for him instead of cookies and milk. The first answer was candy. Actually, it says candy or better food. I don't know what that means. Maybe he goes to he should go to Whole Foods. Anyway, that was number one answer with 23 of the. I'm not going to try and add up all the people that entered, but that was number one. Number two was lingerie. I gave it to a lady that said pajamas. So sue me. I think of lingerie as pajamas. That shows you how old I am. Number three was her phone number. I would have thought of that pretty early. Now, this last person called in who gave Bob's name it said herself, and that was the one that nobody was able to get. I was hitting as best I could. I'm sorry. And then number five was sexy pictures. And then number six was booze. All right, well, we've had a good startup. Now, we got your brains moving. We got about a minute till we go to our break. And we've got Trish, Judy, Sarah, Trish again, and Janet and Bob, okay? And Scott gave me the number three. Let me count here. One, two, three. Sarah, you're our winner. Sarah, give us a call on our break, and actually, you can just come in and pick up your tickets to Zumbezi Bay anytime. You don't even have to call. I will put your name on the tickets. All right. Congratulations. And don't forget to listen in the next 45 minutes. We've got another question that's going to pop up pretty quickly, and we're kind of having fun, and it's easy for me to do. I like anything that's easy for me to do. All right. Listen to the news and the weather, and we'll be back. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. I'm Glenn Coble.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1.